Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Tremors Cast. I'm Jonathan Melville, author of the upcoming book Seeking Perfection, The Unofficial Guide to Tremors, which I'm writing to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Universal's 1990 film. The book will go behind the scenes of the first film and all of its sequels, plus the 13-episode TV show, interviewing the cast and crew and offering insights into all aspects of their production. These podcasts are all quite short and they'll feature book news and audio from some of the 60 or so interviews I've carried out. This episode, you'll hear from Tony Gennaro, the actor who played Miguel in Tremors and Tremors 3, and who sadly passed away at the start of May 2014. Work continues in the manuscript, a process it doesn't really make for an interesting podcast discussion. Tomorrow will see me spending most of the day editing and adding to the current text, and I have a number of deadlines I have to hit. I'm going to meet the proposed December publication date. There's been some good news and bad news in the world of Tremors this month. Good news for the book is the publication of the book's cover by the very talented Ben Morris. Ben illustrates for numerous books and magazines, and I briefed him a few months ago on the style I was looking for. He got it spot on with his first attempt. Ben's work was then taken by animator Kayla Sturr, along with a short script from myself, and a new 30-second trailer was created. The music to the trailer by Emilia Rivera Allegra is the same as you'll hear at the start and end of this podcast, with a few added sound effects. Both the cover and the trailer premiered on the website of leading US horror magazine Fangoria, and you can find a link in the show notes and on the blog over at tremorsguide.com. You'll also find links there to Ben, Kayla and Amelia's websites. The sad news this month was the death of a Tremors cast member, Tony Gennaro. The Hollywood Reporter announced the news on the 13th of May with the headline Tremors actor Tony Gennaro dies aged 72, which shows what an impact the film had on his career. I read the news via a tweet from actor Kevin Bacon, which read, "Sorry to hear about this. Great guy, great actor, RIP. Tony also starred in films such as The Milagro Beanfield War, La Bamba, Heart and Souls, The Craft and World Trade Center. I'm pleased to say that I managed to speak to Tony in October 2013, catching him somewhat by surprise in his Hollywood home as he was making himself a cup of coffee. I'd phoned on the off chance he might be there, and he was happy to give me an hour of his time to discuss Tremors and Tremors 3. The audio I'm about to play will give a flavour of the interview and his personality, though I should apologise for the sound levels. I wasn't planning to make podcasts at that time, so it's not the best, but I have boosted levels where possible. I started by asking Tony how he got the role on Tremors and what it was like filming in Lone Pine.
And they all had me in. Ron was there and Matt and everybody was there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the producer even at the time. And when I walked through the door, Ron Underwood said, "Oh, you're the guy from the Milagro Beanfield War. That's the picture that Robert Redford directed."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yes, that was me." He said, "Role's yours." I didn't have to read or anything. It was just great. You generally have a trailer, a little trailer with your name on it.
Right.
And there are 100 people working on the movie, right? Out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And they, by the time you get to the set, it's like 7 in the afternoon. In 7 in the morning, and they've been there since 5 in the morning, all the techies, you know, and they all know your name. "Hi, Tony. Hi, Mr. Gennaro. Come on, let me get you breakfast," and you don't know anybody's name, because they're generally not wearing tags. So that's the part that I don't like. I used to try and remember people's names, then I realized it's impossible. Especially if you go from one film to the next within weeks, you know. It's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
People understand. The one thing about Tremors, have you ever been to Lone Pine? It's absolutely beautiful. It's at the foot of Mount Whitney. Mount Whitney is the tallest mountain on the North American continent, aside from, I think there's one in Alaska, maybe taller. But it's snow-capped year-round. and you look out your bedroom window, you see that beautiful mountain. It's just really a wonderful time. And nobody there was a big movie star at the time. Even Kevin, he'd just done a couple of movies.
Mm.
And so it was just a real nice thing. Kevin had just gotten married to Kira Sedgwick maybe a year and a half before, and she was pregnant when I met her. I had no idea who she was. And they used to come over and use the swimming pool where I stayed because they had a house that didn't have a pool. And I remember them saying they're going to name their baby Travis.
Mm-hmm.
They have a boy now, must be 25 years old.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, well, it sounds like that it, from what Michael Gross was saying, it sounds like it was quite a fun set to be on. Although it also sounds like it was quite, the weather was quite changeable as well. So it could go from being quite cold to quite...
you could go into your trailer for your break and it'd be nice and sunny and come out and it'd be snowing.
Wow.
And they're right in the middle of doing the scene that there was no snow. So they whipped up a huge tent just in a matter of minutes. And lit it, and it looked just like a nice, bright, sunshiny day, but it was snowing outside.
Do you remember, I mean, Victor Wong, of course, he plays such a really quite a big part in it, just naming the Graboids. And there's a great scene where he and Melvin are trying to come up with the name, Suckoids and things. And what was, can you remember much about...
You gotta call him something.
Yeah.
Graboid.
That's a great scene.
Right name, because he got Graboid all right.
Yeah. Well, that's a great scene because everybody's in the same room. And, right. There's the kind of serious bit happening around the table. And in the background, you've got these two guys talking about, you know, kind of comedy names for these monsters. I think that sequence sums up the film quite well, or the tone of the film.
You know what's amazing is this was before movies are like they are now, you know, with all this high technical stuff. I mean, when that house would shake, there'd be guys under there with jacks and stuff making it shake.
Mm.
And when those steps that ran right into the little store kind of jumble up, you know, as you're running, it seemed like something was under there coming to get you. It was just a guy with a stick under the wooden things and just running along, scraping around. It was very low tech. And they shipped the house with machines. I mean, it was just amazing.
I also asked Tony about his work on Tremors 3.
That's a funny thing. Until you ask me right now, I don't think I've ever discussed Tremors 3.
Really?
Or really even thought of it.
Well, I guess you were only on set. How can you remember how long you were on set for?
On Tremors 3?
Hmm, yeah.
I worked on that about 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah, about that.
Yeah. And how did you feel knowing that Miguel was going to be killed off?
I never imagined this thing was going to go on.
No.
So I actually didn't feel too badly about it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of dramatic to get killed and then everybody crying about you. Oh, Miguel.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought it was pretty cool. Had I known, I would have protested. I would have been wounded badly.
And come back for the next one.
Don't kill him.
Yeah. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Tony Gennaro, a fine actor who's become immortalized in a little film called Tremors that people will enjoy for generations to come. And I'm glad he enjoyed making the film so much. I'll have more news and previews in the run-up to publication over on the blog at tremorsguide.com, on Twitter at tremorsguide, and on Facebook at facebook.com/tremorsguide. Feel free to get in touch via email at tremorsguide@gmail.com. Finally, thanks as always to Amelia Rivera Allegra for supplying the music for the podcast. As I mentioned earlier, you can find more about her work in the show notes for the podcast. Until next time, keep watching the grind.